Well, you join me with Natasha Hunt, also known as Mo to her friends and family. But Natasha, well done on a fantastic result, 21-7 in the second test against New Zealand down at Esher. You must have been absolutely delighted with that game that ultimately means in the series of three, England are on top already.
Yeah, definitely. It was just a brilliant game, brilliant performance from all the girls, especially our forwards really stepped up yesterday. And it is two games out of the three, but we've all got our eyes set on Saturday and we are under no illusions that that's going to be really difficult. So just prep, getting ready for that now.
Yes, All Blacks or All Black Ferns, pretty much a wounded animal is never going to be a keen prospect to face, really. You've got seven caps. You started the second test alongside your skipper, Katie McLean. Look like you're enjoying yourself out there, getting some quick ball, getting things moving.
Yeah, definitely. I loved every minute. And again, like I said before, the forwards work on the breakdown and on the floor was just brilliant and just helped us out massively to get that quick ball, get it going. And it was just really good fun. Like, everything seemed to click. Still lots of errors and lots of things that we need to work on, but generically everything seemed to work for us yesterday and it was a really good thing to be involved with.
And as a scrum half, just tell me a little bit more about that back row. I understand they had nine caps between them going into that game, so that's not an awful lot of experience. What sort of ball did they secure for you, and how easy did that work?
Oh, it's not a lot of experience at all, like on an international stage, but they've all been playing for ages and they've got such like old heads on their young shoulders. They're really, really keen, like fight for everything and just brilliant go forward. So it was awesome to play with them again, like with everyone in the squad, just massive desire, massive will, and just kept us going forward. So it was good.
And I guess following the World Cup, we've got some young talent coming through. I mean, Alex Matthews there at 18, I understand, and a few of you are all quite young, and that's got to look good for the future of England.
Oh, definitely. I think at the moment the squad's got a massive mix of the older girls that are obviously the way more experienced girls leading us through, helping us out, and then all of the younger girls coming through that are trying to push and just really trying to gain their experience, gain their knowledge, and they're really helping us out with it. So it's a really nice mix and we're all helping each other along the way, which is a really good atmosphere to be involved with.
Yes, indeed. Well, any result against the Black Ferns is going to be one to really cheer about. You won the first test 10-0, 21-7 as I said, and you've got the third one coming up on Saturday. But just give me a little bit more perspective on where perhaps this Black Ferns side are. Obviously post World Cup they've had a few retirements as well as England, so where does this result sit?
My understanding is they haven't played a game since the World Cup, so we're obviously ahead of the game in that we've had Six Nations, Nations Cup, all build into, and then France test, all building towards these New Zealand tests. So we've had quite a lot of prep, had a lot of people come in, like a lot of squad movement, squad rotation through injuries and whatever else. So I think that we're just in a really good place at the moment to take it forward, whereas obviously if they haven't played a game, their bodies will be hurting, like they're not used to be playing matches day in, day out with like three games in 2 week turnaround, that sort of thing. So I think that we're doing quite well with that.
Yes, absolutely. And how do you prepare for those sort of games with three in such a short space of time? Is that something that you'd be used to in any club scenario? And it's obviously going to be a step up when it's international level. It must take it out of you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We play every Sunday for our clubs, so we'd never have three games in like 2 weeks, say, or a week, whatever we're playing, I'm not sure. But
it's taking out of her already.
Yeah, exactly. But the squad rotation is just massively important for that, and the belief that everyone has in those players that have to step up on the day. And I think that showed with 11 new players starting, 11 changes to the starting lineup, and everyone stood up, everyone made a name for themselves, and it's just that belief going forward, really. And then off the field, just making sure we're eating the correct things, we get the pool recovery, the ice baths, whether we like it or not, that sort of stuff. We're just trying to do everything to the book and making sure that we're prepared and ready.
Fantastic. Well, you've got a big smile on your face. There must be a good atmosphere in camp at the moment leading into this final game.
Oh, definitely. Everyone's buzzing. We just can't wait to get back on the pitch now Saturday and hopefully do the job. Like you said, three in a row, that would be absolutely fantastic for us. We've never really beaten New Zealand. It's quite the only time I think we beat them was at Twickenham last year. So to get two in a row and then to be playing at Twickenham, playing at Esher and put 21 points on them is just brilliant experience, amazing thing to be part of. So hopefully we can do the job on Saturday.
We hope you can, Natasha. Thanks very much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you. Cheers.